Welcome to the Awake Church Podcast. At Awake, our mission is simple. Know God, take action. We pray this podcast will help you on that journey.
Today I'm going to talk about, from Hebrews 11, faith as a substance. So, we don't often think of faith as being a substance. Right, we think of faith as being something more of, if we think of water as gas, liquid, solid, we maybe wouldn't think put faith in the category of solid, right? We might think of it as like a gas, like it's thoughts, it's my thoughts. Or, but today we're going to talk about how faith becomes a substance inside of us. And I want to show a little video at the beginning because I watched this video of Nikki Kaufman's niece on Facebook, and it's her niece taking her first steps. And if you've had your own kids or you've seen your niece and nephew or other kids take their first steps, it's a really exciting time. Everyone's cheering, and the child is really off balance and trying to find their way forward, and sometimes they land on their bottom and then they're up again. And I think of it often as what faith feels like, right? Faith feels like you've never been here before, and you're taking your first steps, and you're getting your footing and your grounding. Sometimes you're falling on your bottom. And let's just take a look at this and be thinking about steps of faith. Good job. Now, I want to think about that's what heaven is doing when we're taking our first steps, even though it feels wobbly. We sometimes are hard on ourselves, aren't we, that we're just taking our stride, and we're striding in faith. We can be hard on ourselves, like, why am I having to fight for this faith so hard? But I would say that when we're taking our steps of faith, we're like the youngest child, right? And the older brothers and sisters are pelting us with socks, and balls are under our feet, and people are telling us, you're going the wrong way, turn around. It doesn't look as easy as that. I think that when we're walking out faith, it can feel hard. It can feel like there's lots of obstacles and things to put in place, like setting our mind right. And knowing what we're believing for, and are we believing for the right thing? God, even show me, am I believing for the right thing? Sometimes it's hard to know that. So I'm going to read the definition of substance is physical matter with a solid presence. So it's physical matter with a solid presence. This podium, this floor, us, we are a substance. And I shared with women at the women's tea that I read this scripture in Luke 8 about, I'll just give you the skinny of this story in Luke 8. There's this woman with the issue of blood, you know the story, and for 12 years she's had this health issue, and she's gone to doctors, and she's spent all that she had, and her condition was even worse, even because time had gone by and her condition got worse. And so she knows that Jesus is in town, and she has this faith thought. She says, if I could go there and touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. That's her faith statement. And it would be against the law of Hebrew law for her to be with these people, right? She's spent 12 years outside the camp. And so now she's breaking the law. She's not going to actually touch Jesus. She's just going to touch his garment. But she will surely be bumping into people on the way there. And she does this. And when she gets to Jesus, she's completely made whole. And she hides, the scripture says, when she could hide no longer, she comes forward and says that it was her who touched Jesus because he says, someone touched me. I felt power come out from me. And she comes out from hiding and says, it was me, not knowing how he's going to feel about this. She's broken the law, right? And he looks at her and he says, daughter, your faith has made you whole. I don't think she was expecting him to say daughter. Your faith has made me whole. But he saw her faith that had become substance. She believed it, and she was made whole. And so I read that scripture one day, and I thought, I don't have a strong connect with this concept of daughter. It's like not in the fiber of my being. And some of you might be relating to this as a son or a daughter. Maybe you didn't have like that connection growing up, so the concept of daughter and father or son and father is a kind of an abstract thought. Like if we think of solid, liquid, gas, it's like abstract. And so I was on this journey to make this substance inside of me. And so I told the ladies at this tea that we had, and I'll tell you too, that I spent morning and night quietly with God, where I would call myself daughter with these sentences that I would say, and it went like this. I would say, daughter, you are loved. Daughter, you are whole. Daughter, you amaze me. Daughter, you are an excellent communicator. Daughter, and I would simmer in that until it became substance inside of me. You understand? I now, after doing this, I think I've been doing this for months now, I feel a daughter. I feel a father. It has become part of my fabric now. And I believe that Hebrews 11 scripture is what has happened to me, that my faith now became a substance. It is now part of me that you can't talk me out of. And I believe there's so much value in this thing called simmering. When you cook, let's just say you're making beef stew and you put all the ingredients together, the beef broth and the beef and the vegetables, everything's not cooked, right? Everything's going on the back burner and it's going to be at a low temperature and it's going to simmer all day long. What's going to happen is that water, that liquid's going to evaporate and it's going to become more solid, a thick broth that is going to have all the flavors mixed in together, the seasonings, all the vegetable flavors too, the juices of that. And it's going to become this delicious soup. But if you had eaten it right away when you dumped everything together, it would be disgusting. But if it simmers, it becomes something so delicious and thick and tasteful. And that is what we do when we're quiet with God. And we're going to do it at the end today before I'm done with this, is we take time to simmer in things that aren't yet there, right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. I have a substance now of faith, of being a daughter. He hasn't greeted me in heaven. I haven't gone to the afterlife and he's greeted me and said, daughter. So it's not yet seen, but I have evidence. I have a substance inside of me, yes? And so I have been growing grass, and with our neighbors, the Youngs, we are next door neighbors with Josh, who was just up here, in Tabitha. We live next to each other, and I have five sons, and there was a time when we had 8 vehicles at our house, and so we were using every space we had. We used our driveway, and then we were using the grass in between Josh and Tab's house, and we were using everywhere there were cars. And so the grass has died in between our yards. And so I now have a part-time job of growing grass. Have you ever grown grass before? It like is so time-consuming. You do all the work, and then you water morning and night, and then things grow up that you don't want to grow. Like these huge mushrooms are growing, and these weeds. And it is so much effort to grow what you want to grow. I'm not just talking about grass. Have you noticed? You're all old enough to notice. It takes so much effort to grow good things. It is so intentional. When you are not intentional about growing good things in your garden of life, you will grow the funkiest stuff, right? And so faith is also weeding constantly, because there's an attack on you to steal that seed and that watering and that fertilizer, right? And so we have to be diligent to keep weeding our garden. Any thought that comes that isn't lovely, pure, noble, excellent, worthy of praise, bringing us life, has to be uprooted. And I've found for myself the best way to let it go is just to let it go. I'm not going to touch that thing. Sometimes I take authority over things. Oftentimes I'm just, you keep on going. Or I cast it out. But I want to give a testimony of something that increased my faith this year. Okay, I'm going to go back 15 years. Okay, 15 years ago, I found a bump in my body that had to be tested. Okay, I had 5 little kids. My youngest was 2 years old. The oldest was 8. So, I had to go get this tested. You know, this lump bump that I found, and I did a bunch of scans, and they discovered that I needed to do this biopsy. Okay, well, I'm standing in faith. Guess what? The next day, I was going on vacation after I found out I had to have this biopsy done. because the devil is such a jerk. And so I'm on this vacation with my kids, and they're all sitting at the breakfast table, and I can feel fear all over me. My mind is just racing, and I'm making breakfast, and I'm like, oh, I'm speaking words of faith, right? But my faith is way out here. It's still the vapor. It hasn't become substance yet inside of me. This all just became my reality of what I'm about to step into. Okay. So here's where I want to tell you where God sometimes, when you're planting things, he adds miracle grow. So I am making breakfast. My little ones are all, if you know anything about vacation, when you have little ones, you are not on vacation. And so they're eating breakfast, and I hear this faith rise up in me. And I think, I am not going to waste this whole vacation with all of my kids and my husband that we've been looking forward to. And I looked at the clock, and it said 7:47. And I went, like a 7:47, I am going to rise up above this thing. And I'm going to live this vacation with my kids. And I'm going to speak that all is well. There is nothing wrong with this body. And I was in another place all of a sudden. All of a sudden, I'm above and not beneath. And I went to go take my kids outside, and they had this sticker book, and here comes the miracle grow. They had this sticker book, and normally I wouldn't be happy about my kids doing this. This was not our beach house. They didn't hear that I was doing all this 747. They knew nothing about that. They took all these airplane stickers out of their sticker book and put it on the front door so that when I went to go walk out that door, there were all those stickers. And I was like, Lord, this is now a substance. No one can talk me out of it. And when I went for the biopsy, all was well, and I blessed the Lord. And now fast forward 15 years later, this past year, I go and I find another lump, and they do all the testing, and I have to do a biopsy again. So again, I'm staying above and not beneath. I'm remembering the 747 from the last time. And so Matt and I are driving in the car, and have you ever been carrying something? You're not thinking about it, but you can feel it in your cells, the tension, the pressure of what you're about to step into, the unknown. Anyone know what I'm talking about? Anybody know pressure? Anyone know the unknown? And so I'm staying above with all of my ability. You know, I'm just speaking it, and I felt like the Lord gave me this direction. I want you, this is your posture, to in the morning, you know, speak the word, pray, but if it comes back around anytime the rest of the day, cast it down. Because you know how sometimes prayers want to keep you active the whole day, and that's not faith, right? It just wants to keep pulling you in and have that on your mind. Okay, so I was going with the strategy that the Lord gave me. So Matt and I are driving down the street, and there's a detour, and we're going on the detour. And all of a sudden, I hear in my ear, like not audible, but faith's voice. Look at that house up there, that white brick house. The address is 747. I've never been down this road before. I hadn't been looking at the addresses. So Matt was driving by it, and sure enough, 747, really big on that white house. And I went, okay, faith is now a substance. The miracle grow is taking its root. And I said to Matt, I don't need the biopsy. I don't need it. And Matt's like, we're still going to do the biopsy. So when I went for my appointment, the lady, she said, I've been looking at your scans all morning. She said, will you allow me to do one more mammogram on you? Because I feel like if I could see one little spot, we could be done with this. I was like, of course, yes. So she did it. She goes, you're good. I feel good about all that I see. And off I went. But I was blessing God of the miracle grow because I was not in that place until he added that to you. Have you had God add something to your faith before? It's like I was living in faith, but now it's a substance. Now you cannot talk me out of it because he added to it. And that is our God. And that's why sometimes faith can feel so like vulnerable and so like it's not established at the beginning, and we can judge ourselves, right? Like, why am I here? Why am I not over here? Why aren't I running and I'm still walking? It's because you haven't had time to simmer with God. He hasn't added the parts that are not you, and he wants to do that. We need to just keep looking at him, and he will do the most crazy things. I've noticed God loves 80s songs, just like me. Sometimes I'll be believing for something, and he'll just sing a little song in my ear, or somebody will do something that upsets me, and I hear, ain't nothing gonna break my stride, and I go, okay. And he just loves 80s music like me. And you might like other music, and he loves that too. He'll talk to you in that as well. When I looked at all the things I was going to say, I saw that it formed the word grapes, so I'm going to go with it. And I'm going to add John 15:7, because it went nicely about what I'm about to talk about. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. And you know what? When we're abiding in him, and he's abiding in us, we're going to ask for the right things, is why he can be so confident to say that, right? Okay, so what should we know about faith? I'm going to talk about 6 things. Okay, the first thing, next slide. The next slide is going to show what I mean by grapes. The G stands for God's word. And so the word says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I believe that those little things that are spoken to me, often scriptures, are because I've been abiding in the word. And then he just speaks the word back to me when I'm getting grounded in my faith. In my faith also, you have this happen too. You're believing for something, and these scriptures, you know, you remember yourself as a student in school, and you didn't remember things, and you know it's not you. Maybe you're not like I was in school. I was like, it was so hard to memorize things. But these scriptures come to me because the word's alive. There's no other book out there that's alive. This book is alive. It's active. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. These scriptures come to you, and you think, I don't remember even reading that scripture. And the word comes to you. And that's part of adding to your faith. When these words come to you, we need to take a moment and go, God, that was you. You brought that word to me because you want to fulfill that word. My faith is becoming solid through your word. The R stands for remembering. God says a lot throughout the scripture, remember, remember, remember your miracles, remember your friends' miracles, remember the Israelites' miracles. When I am believing for something, I am always pondering 747 and other words that God has given me and ways that he's come through, and I let them simmer inside of me, and it builds my faith to believe for that next thing. You too? The next one is ask. Ask for strength. Ask for wisdom when you're growing your faith for whatever this certain thing is. We're asking God also for posture. God, what's my part in this? What's my part? Because here's what I've come to know. Peace passes understanding. It surpasses it. And sometimes I think, if I just understood this, then I would have peace. And you know, some things just get so pretzeled together when you're trying to figure out the thing to do, and you think, ugh. No, I need to just be in peace until God shows me what to do, because I don't have the understanding. Sometimes I go here first and I think, oh, I've exhausted this now. The answer's not there. It's like going to a cupboard to find toothpaste, your pantry. It's not there. Don't go there. Go to God and live in his peace and let him show you what the thing is that you're supposed to do, what your posture is to take. And sometimes it's nothing. I'm supposed to be believing. That's my posture I'm supposed to take. Sometimes it's, I'm going to war in the morning. And then the rest of the day, I'm not going to take any more questions, right? You know how sometimes they say, like the president can be speaking or whatever, they say, I'm taking no more questions. We need to have that posture sometimes. The enemy keeps wanting to ask questions. I'm taking no more questions. I'm just going to keep walking in faith with what I know. And I'm not going to try to figure out the next thing if I don't know the next thing. I'm going to wait till it comes. It's vulnerable. But so many miracle growth things happen in that place that God shows you the next thing to do. And then I'm going to say, the next thing is for the P, press into your faith. The disciples asked Jesus to grow their faith, to give them more faith. And he said to them, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be rooted up and cast into the sea, and it would be done for you. He was, in other words, saying, don't always feel like you don't have enough, because then you'll never do the thing. Use the faith you have to do the thing, even if it's just a mustard seed. I don't believe he's saying, don't grow your faith. I don't think he's saying that. I think he's saying, don't be tripped up by thinking you need more. Take the faith you have. I will add to it. And just walk in what you have. And then the next one, E, is exercising. That when God shows you what to do, put it into practice. We need to put it into practice. That's what we need to do. Exercise. You know, even with like working out, the more you do it, the stronger we'll get. And then the part I told you in the beginning, the simmering part, which is like really take time. So here's a new nugget that I've discovered in just these past 2 years, is like I lay on my bed and I listen to someone speaking the word into me, and I'm not working at all. So my mind's not working. I'm just in receive mode. Does that make sense? And so I'm just listening, and it's just washing over me, and I'm receiving. And that's what I'm going to ask you to do right now. Okay, you up for this? Okay, I am going to go to, I think I have it right here, Hebrews 11. And one day in my quiet time, I felt like I wanted to pull out from this chapter, they call it the chapter of faith, Hebrews 11. I wanted to pull out from it different things that faith does in me, the things that it's doing in me, and things that it does to my circumstance, okay? And so I don't want us to like intellectually read this right now. I would, if you feel comfortable, I would love to just speak it to you and you receive, like I was just talking about. But if you enjoy more reading it, you can. But the parts in blue are the parts I'm going to pull out, because they are the parts that the person received and then they were able to do. Okay, they received something and then they could do it. But I want you to put yourself in that situation. You are that person that faith is working to do. Does that make sense? Okay, so here's what we've learned about faith, what it does in us. If you want to close your eyes, but I really want you to open your palms if you want, just to receive what faith's power does through God in you. Faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. Faith empowers us to see. Faith moves us to choose a more acceptable sacrifice to offer God. It translates us into the heavenly realm. It opens our heart. It motivates us to obey God's call and leave the familiar. Faith sets our eyes on the foundations of God and gives us the authority to rest. Faith allows us to tap into. Sorry, I was starting to receive myself and then I lost my place. God's faithfulness. Faith allows us to tap into God's faithfulness. Faith enables us to see beyond to the fullness of promises and embrace them from afar. Your faith, it fixes you on what is far greater. It operates powerfully. It prompts you. Faith allows you to worship in its reality. Faith inspires and opens your eyes to see into the future. Faith enables you to see God's will. It frees us to abandon this world, Egypt, without fear. It stirs us. It opens a way. It pulls down walls. Faith provides a way of escape. With your faith, you will conquer kingdoms and establish true justice. Your faith will fasten onto promises and pull them into reality. Your faith will shut the mouths of lions, put out a raging fire, and cause us to escape death, makes us strong, sparks courage, and our faith will cause our dead children to be raised in resurrection power, spiritually and physically. Verse 40 said, God is inviting us. Every single person here has an invitation to live in something better, faith's fullness. Because we have the resurrected God living inside of us. We have more than these people who lived these things. We have more because we have resurrected power living inside of us. I'm going to share one more miracle grow that God did for me this year, because it shows that, and maybe you've experienced this, things don't always go the way you think they're going to go. So I was contending for something that had brought me very deep sadness in my life. One day I felt prompted to ask God to redeem that situation, okay? And I asked him, I got on a kick with ours people. I was like, Lord, I ask for you to renew, recompense, revival. All these R words kept coming to me. And then I was simmering, and I'd be like, God, I ask that you would bring that to me. And then God gave me an idea of something to do to bring that into my life. And so I was nervous about the thing that I was going to do. And so the next day, my friend says to me, and one of the things was, an R word was radiance. I asked that you would restore radiance to me. So my friend came to me the next day, and she was like, you look radiant today. And I was like, thank you. But I feel like that's not a word that people often say to you. I was then a week later in Home Depot, and I saw Wendy Dixon. A lot of you know Wendy. And she came up, she goes, Debbie, look at you all radiant. I was like, thanks. I was like, God, I'm really going to do this thing that you want me to do. And one of the words was redeem. So when I went to actually do the thing, I parked my car, and right next to it was this truck that said Redeem Roofing. And I'm telling you, I had so much confidence to do this thing, and it did not turn out how I wanted it to go. So afterwards, I thought, God, I think that I might have misunderstood you, and then this thing came over me. Like, when you walk in faith and do what you feel like God's showing you to do, and it doesn't go well, do you just drop it? Do you just go, oh, well? Or do you say, okay, now here's my job at this point. I'm going to speak that into existence now. I'm going to keep going for it because this isn't over. And then we keep contending until we feel a release or it is over. And I feel like that was a new lesson to me of just like, I felt myself go, oh. And I think, did I do that in the past? Just kind of give up things because they didn't turn out how I wanted them to? And I feel like faith is to keep contending and keep going, even if you feel like it's over, like that didn't work out. Or that you keep like saying, God, what's the more? What more am I supposed to do? And sometimes it's just like to go, I'm not going to try to understand it. I'm going to live in the peace and let you do whatever the more is. And so I'm in the more right now. Faith has a lot of things to it. But I know it's supposed to be restful. And I know it's supposed to be like co-reigning. Yeah? Like, all I know is what I know, God. You know what I know. So keep adding. And I'm going to just keep looking for you. And let's walk this together. And I'm telling you, he's cheering. You might feel like you look like that little baby and you're all trying to get your... And he's cheering at the first step, at even the thought of the first step. He's cheering. And so here's my final encouragement. And I know I'm supposed to go till 11:30, but you guys are going to get out early. Okay, my final encouragement is that let's all know God's word to build our faith. Let's simmer in that word. Let's make it part of our fabric. Let's speak it even when it doesn't seem real or when we've had past disappointments where it didn't seem real. I think that can be a big obstacle too, right? We have, all of us have things we don't understand. That file we all have that says, I don't understand. I don't understand. That goes in that file. And in order to have faith, you've got to have that file. I don't understand. I'll understand one day. I don't understand. God, take all my grief and sorrow from what I don't understand, but please don't allow it to poison me to not believe again. Please take away all the pain and the poison from that thing so that I can be like as if it never were. And let's ask God, what's needed? What's needed? Show me my position. Like Josh was saying, what's my position? Is it time to rest? Is it time to fight? Is it time to seek you? What's my position? Let's remember God's miracles and answered prayers regularly. Let's be so excited about our mustard seed of faith, and let's use that thing to apply to all the areas of our lives. Let's exercise those muscles of faith to do the hard things. And finally, let's all take time to simmer and receive from God to become the most powerful people we can. And I'm going to add one thing. Let's share what we need help with friends that are trusted and not be alone in the things that we need help with. And that's all I have for today. And I just want to say that one last thing. How happy I am that we all found each other, that we're all here. We're all growing together and going for the things of God. And I just want to thank you for all the ways that you guys have loved me and been amazing parents. All the parents that are in here, I get amazed at these kids, how much word they know, how much faith they have, how loving they are to each other. Y'all are doing an amazing job. No parent ever thinks they're doing this amazing job. You're doing an amazing job raising these kids. And it's such a privilege for me to be in the back with those kids, sharing Jesus with them, getting to know them, loving them. So thank you for entrusting me to that. Have an amazing Sunday.
Thank you for listening to today's message. For updates on future episodes, make sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review to let us know how we're doing. For more information about Awake Church, visit awakechurch.com.